You're on The Burt Show.
When we talked to Cher, she pretty much gave us exactly what we were looking for. She was down to earth, open about everything in her life, and is embarrassed about nothing. This is Cher on The Burt Show on Q100.
I was on the internet yesterday doing a little research on what was going on in your life, and I ran into what I consider a fantastic article by your daughter, Chastity, and she was interviewing you for The Advocate.
Right.
As honest an interview as I have ever read, and you were so incredibly honest with her about your feelings when she first told you that she was a lesbian. I just felt reading the thing that you two were so connected. But then, and I came in and I told the guys about it this morning, and they said that maybe they thought that you guys were estranged again. And I said, that can't be.
No, I mean, and also that article was, it was so strange to be interviewed by your daughter because there's no way you can lie.
Right.
First of all, you just don't do it. You know, you try not to. I always try to tell the truth in interviews, but with Chas, it was especially, you know, like, she knew the right questions, and, you know, and she's has been there for the whole time, so.
So, for those of you that don't know, when you found out that your daughter was a lesbian, and I guess it was one of the tabloids that really called her out, right?
Yeah.
You had a different reaction than you thought you might, right?
Well, I had kind of, as I said, I had a very un-Cher-like reaction because I have so many gay friends, but I think it's different. I mean, you really are called to believe what you, you know, like you really have to know that you believe what you say you believe. And it took me a while, you know, to really get to that point, honestly, to say, you know, this doesn't bother me. I'm fine with it. And I thought that that would have been something that would have just happened immediately, but it really didn't. So Chas thought it was really important, too, for other parents. So that's why we really did that article.
Sure. If you had to give advice to the parents of not even suspecting now that their children are going to tell them this weekend that they're gay, what advice would you give to the parents, and what advice would you give to the kids how they should break it to their folks?
Well, first for the kids, I would break it to the person in your family that you think is going to be the most receptive, and then work backwards. If you have an uncle or a brother or a sister or someone that you think is really going to be the most receptive, because it's such a hard thing to tell anyone that you have to try to pick someone who's going to at least be the most on your side. And then for parents, you know, it's a difficult thing, but you have to remember that you really love your children, and they are basically the same people, and that they really need your support. So, you know, you have to take a deep breath and kind of sit back and go slowly and try not to overreact. I mean, which is what I must say I did. The rough thing for me was that everyone in our group and my family had known about it, and I was the last person. So I think a lot of it for me, too, was not being in the loop, so to speak.
Hey, Cher, why has the gay community embraced you so well?
Gay guys either like you or they don't. I don't know if you can really tell why. It's just something that, you know, they just either bond with you or they don't.
She's got fabulous clothes, a fabulous attitude, and fabulous songs. So that's
well,
why they love
you know what, but I'm not so sure that's enough. You know, there's something else that happens. I mean, it doesn't hurt, for sure. I think that it's not exactly enough.
Right.
True or false, you were supposed to be in Thelma and Louise?
Yeah, I actually turned it down because I didn't like the ending, so that was really stupid. But I think that if they belong to you, they come to you, and if not, they don't. So obviously that just didn't.
True or false, you have dyslexia?
True.
True. Boy, that's got to be tough.
How frustrating is that when you have to read a script
or
something?
Yeah.
I also have kind of a photographic memory. I get confused when I'm dialing long distance because I always transpose the numbers. And I have to read really slowly, but once I read something, I pretty much can commit it to memory. So scripts are kind of easy for me.
Was Napster a good thing or a bad thing for people in your industry?
It was a bad thing.
Really bad thing.
Yeah. It was kind of rough because it's like other people get paid for their work. You know, everyone, I mean, you do a job and you get paid for it. Napster kind of just pulled the rug right out from under you.
Is it still cool? Like, I mean, when you're driving down the road and you hear Song for the Lonely, your new single, after all these years, is it still a blast to hear yourself on the radio, or is it just ho-hum? I'll change to another station now.
I think kind of the more you go, especially after your kind of sell-by date, you know, it gets more amazing to you, and I'm always thrilled. I mean, I always get excited when I hear a song on the radio.
Cher, totally awesome talking to you this morning. It was well worth the Friday when you couldn't join.
I'm glad I got back to you guys, and I'm sorry about Friday.
It's okay. Thanks so much, Cher. Good luck with the new CD.
Bye
now.
You're on The Burt Show.